Welcome back, everybody, to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 30. Wow, can't believe we're already 30 into this. I've enjoyed every single episode, have enjoyed every single message and call, and so kind of on this 30 episode mark, just wanted to thank you all again for following along and for listening. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about priorities. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right, everybody, welcome back to another solo episode. Pretty excited to have you on board today. It's been a crazy time, right? Like, we're still dealing with the coronavirus kind of fallout and everything else, but I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I think that this does tie in maybe to our current times a little bit, but also kind of what we do going forward. And what I wanted to talk about is priorities. So I actually had heard it was an interview. And I don't know how Tom Brady keeps showing up on the podcast, but and I get, like, not all of you are sports fans, but I think that this is relevant to everybody, because there was actually an interview that he had given with Howard Stern. And from what I've seen, Tom Brady doesn't usually do kind of like these long form interviews. You know, he has press conferences and stuff like that, but he's a pretty guarded guy, right? Pretty quiet for, you know, being a massive celebrity. And one of the things that he was talking about is how, him and his wife, who is Gisele Bündchen, who's, you know, like a supermodel, right? How they had gotten to a point in their marriage to where she basically wrote him a letter. Not basically, she did write him a letter. And it basically, to kind of paraphrase what he was saying, was that he needed to prioritize his family more, right? Because Tom Brady is, you know, he's one of probably the greatest quarterback of all time. But along with that comes a certain level of dedication and commitment that is unlike what most people are willing to ever commit anything to, right? That's film study. And, you know, the guy's like always getting massages like every day, and he's doing all these different workouts. And, you know, when he's like 42 years old right now and to still be playing in the NFL, that in and of itself is pretty crazy. But then you factor in like the success that he's still been able to have, and it takes such a deep level of commitment. Well, basically his wife had written him a letter and was like, you know, you have to start prioritizing us, right? Like, you have, like, she's like, I have dreams also. Because again, like, she's a supermodel. She's a businesswoman. Like, she has dreams as well. And basically Tom was saying how his season would get over. And most of the time his season lasts way longer than the average NFL player, right? Because he's going deep into the playoffs every year. He's playing the extra games, the extra weeks, the extra preparation. And so he's even playing way more football than most NFL players play. And so he was saying how he would get done with his season, you know, football season, and then he would be diving into his businesses. And a lot of people probably don't know this, but he has like the TB12 method, and he has a lot of other businesses as well that he runs. And so he basically would make the transition from football to businessman. And she's pretty much sitting there saying like, okay, you're a football player, you're a businessman, but like, I need a husband and a father, right? For my kids. And so when I heard him talking about this, now you also have to think, we look at someone like Tom Brady and it's like, you know, he's probably a pretty good looking guy, right? I know my older sister has a crush on him. So like, he's a good looking guy. He makes millions upon millions upon millions, probably worth, I would assume, hundreds of millions of dollars at this point. He's known as one of the greatest NFL players of all time. And so my question, I guess, would be is that if his wife isn't happy with him, what are the odds that like our wives would be happy with us, or our husbands would be happy with you, if you're not prioritizing them, right? If you're not prioritizing your marriage. Again, like, he's got millions of dollars, he's a good looking guy, he's like world famous, and yet that still isn't quote unquote enough for his wife, right? Because what she's saying is, I need you to prioritize this family. I need you to prioritize this marriage. I need you to prioritize us. And obviously, talking about Tom Brady and hearing him in that interview, it's kind of an extreme situation, right? Because he is somebody that we all know. He is somebody that we all watch on Sundays, right? Like, he is, I guess, kind of a good example because he's such a big figure. Now you take it to us, and it's like, we're not the greatest players in the NFL of all time. We're, most of us, not making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So what are the odds that if he has all of that going for him, and maybe we lack in some of those areas, that our spouses would be fulfilled with us if we're not prioritizing that relationship? Okay, so here's what I think happens a lot in life from my experience and from what I've lived through, from what I've seen others live through, is that decisions become really easy to make when you have your priorities in line. Okay, decisions are really easy to make if you have your priorities in line. And so an example of that would be if your number one priority, let's say your number one priority right now is, let's say is your marriage. Okay, and then let's say that maybe somewhere on this list, and I kind of have a little exercise I think would be really, really good for us all, and I'll talk about that as well. But let's say that making money is somewhere down that list in your list of like priorities. And these things are all interchangeable. And guys, I want you to understand something. Like, I'm not here to preach to you on what your priorities should be. I will preach to you, however, that I feel like you should have priorities because it will ultimately help you make decisions. And when you can be decisive in those, you're going to be much, you're going to have much more clarity on what you want and how you're able to accomplish it. Okay. So let's say for a little exercise, if you were to take out a pen and a piece of paper right now, and you were to write down your top five priorities, okay, your top five priorities right now where you sit. For some of you, maybe your number one priority is, I don't know, maybe it's to get closer to God, okay? And then maybe your second priority is, you know, your wife. And your third priority is your kids. And your fourth priority is, you know, whatever, football, right? No, I'm just kidding, but whatever that may be. So now, if we can work from that basis, and again, these can be interchangeable, right? Because maybe you're someone that's like, you know what, my relationship with God is spot on, or my relationship with my wife is spot on, or with my husband is spot on. So maybe it's not a matter of taking priority away from that, but understanding that like, hey, we're good there. I already have this figured out as to we do our date nights and we do this and that, right? So it's like maybe right now my number one priority is money because our family isn't, you know, we're not taken care of right now. And so now every time something comes at you, because we all have these decisions coming at us, right? Things to do. Like a prime example of that, and I'll just kind of tell you, I haven't really talked much about this at all, especially publicly, but one of the things that we're doing right now, like we're in the process of building, I should say, is we're building out a direct-to-consumer meat business, right? For all of our steers that we have on the ranch, you know, they're raised the right way and everything else, right? So we're like, hey, why don't we skip like all the middlemen that go into the packagers and suppliers and shippers and all that stuff. And why don't we just start going direct to consumer with some of our amazing meat? And so that's one of the things that we've been working on. Now, I tell you that because a couple days ago, my brother had reached out and he was saying, he said, you know, hey, we're going to do a this virtual poker tournament tonight. All the guys are getting back together. It's going to be fun, like $20 buy-in. And you should hop on there with us. And I was like, oh man, that sounds like so much fun. But earlier in the day, like my wife and I, like our priority on getting this business launched and doing it the best that we can, providing the best fulfillment service, everything else is like our number one priority right now, right? Like that is our number one priority right now for where we sit. And so when he asked me that, I was like, oh man, I haven't played poker forever. And I haven't really hung out with people forever, right? Like we're pretty much stuck at home, almost all of us, right? And so there was that part of me that was like, heck yeah, let's play some poker. Let's catch up with all the guys. Like I haven't talked to them forever. And then the other side of me was like, okay, if I go back to my priorities, we were going to work on getting our logo designed and getting a few of these things kind of finished up on the business side. And so because I had, you know, like my list of priorities, it was like, no, man, can't make it. Not going to be able to do it. Have some other things I need to do. And once you have priorities, you can gain clarity. And a lot of us, we go through a lot of our life without any clarity on where we're going. We're kind of like a tumbleweed blowing around in a windstorm, right? It's like, okay, sure, I'll do that. And sure, I'll do this. Or no, I don't want, right? Because we don't have any priorities. We don't have any kind of hierarchy. Now, on the flip side of that, let's say that you're the person who says, right now, our marriage is in a bad spot. And that has to be my number one priority. Okay, my marriage is my number one priority right now. Okay. And then my second priority is, our kids. And our third priority is just having some fun, right? Just having good relationships with the people around me. Now, all of a sudden, let's say your number one priority is your marriage. And then on Friday night, all the girls call up or all the guys call up and they're like, hey, let's go out and let's hit the clubs, right? I guess assuming we're ever able to do that again, right? But you get what I'm saying. So now all of a sudden you get that phone call. It's like, hey, let's go out to the clubs tonight. Good band playing, whatever. And what do? Okay, because you've already told yourself that your number one commitment right now is your relationship. And now something is coming up that could possibly take away from that, right? Because if your number one priority is your relationship, maybe rather than going out with the girls or the guys that night, it's to have a date night with your spouse. Okay. And so now all of a sudden, once you have that clarity, and that doesn't mean that you have to forsake everything else, right? But it does mean that if you have your priorities in order, it becomes much more simple to understand the decisions that you want to make. Okay. If you do this list and let's say number one is, I don't know, again, let's say your spouse. Number two is your kids. Number three is, your relationships around you with your friends. Okay. Let's say number four is, weight loss and then, fitness. And then let's say number five is, insert the blank, job, right? Okay. So now all of a sudden we have this hierarchy and now all of a sudden your boss says, hey, we need you to start actually working, 20 more hours a week this week because we've had to lay off some people. Now, I understand that sometimes when I'm talking about these things, it seems really simplistic, but these are the decisions that come at us, right? So now if you're true to your word and you say that your wife or your husband is the most important thing, okay, your kids are the second most important thing, your relationships with those around you is the third most important thing, and we get all the way down to job being the fifth most important priority, all of a sudden it's like, hey, sorry, no, I'm not willing to do that because my list of priorities shows that my work or my job, it's really not that high up there. I mean, I don't even like this place, right? So now all of a sudden it becomes much easier. And yes, do these things switch in order all the time? Okay. And so that's for all of us to individually decide how this order goes, because I also get it. If you're the type of person who says, you know what, like right now with where I'm at in my life, my job is the number one priority. It has to be. My husband, he lost his job. I'm the sole breadwinner. And so now all of a sudden, like if I lose my job, we're in trouble. And so right now, like my job has to be the priority. And so maybe my husband's job or my wife's job, their number one priority is probably going to have to be kind of keeping, taking care of things on the home front. So again, like these things do change, but the most important thing is that number one, don't change those unless it's necessary to change them. Okay. So you can't say that your job is your number one priority if it's really not, because then you're going to be making decisions that bring you further away from clarity. All right. You can't say that your marriage is the number one priority when it's not, because then you're going to be making decisions that take you further away from that. Okay. Let's say fitness, right? That's a big one, especially, kind of moving into this whole lockdown. I've seen a ton of people. They're like, I'm recommitting. I finally have the time to hit the gym. Okay. The truth is that if that was one of your top priorities to get in more fit, like to get in better shape, to be healthier, whatever, you always have the time. You do, right? Like you will always have the time. It just has to be something that's important to you, right? Because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Every single one of us. It's one thing that we all share in common, right? So we all have the same 24 hours a day. Sometimes, like for me personally, with four kids and two being 2 years old, it's crazy. Right. Like a big portion of those 24 hours are crazy. But again, if I'm going to commit and I'm going to say that fitness right now is one of the most important things, if it's number one or number two on my list, guess what? When that friend of mine asks if I want to go out and I want to have coffee at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, or if I want to go out and grab breakfast tomorrow at 8, and I know that every morning my commitment is to be working out at that time, easy decision, right? It's an easy decision. But again, you have to set these priorities, and then you also have to you have to follow through with them. Okay, that happens a lot too. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else of doing this. So I'm not sitting here on my soapbox telling you guys that I'm perfect at this. But what I do know is that if you at least have your list of priorities down in the order of importance for you, it will give you much easier decision-making processes to get through this stuff. And again, like I said earlier, I feel like so many of us, because we don't really have our priorities set, because we don't really have like our values in place maybe, or what we want to accomplish first and what we want to do second, because we don't have that, it's always like, yeah, I'll go, you know, whatever, working out, and I'll do it tomorrow, right? Or whatever, like, yeah, I'll go hang out with my guy friends, and I'm not really worried about my wife, you know, we'll put that off till later. Like, all of these different things, you kind of end up blowing around in the wind, and then kind of the hell comes behind that, right? Because if your number one priority is fitness, and then all of a sudden you put it off and you put it off, guess what? Number one, you're not getting fit, which obvious, right? But number two, now you start losing confidence in yourself. You start losing trust in yourself. And so it does. A lot of this comes back to our list of priorities, and then can we trust ourselves? A lot of people that have a lot of problems in life, guys, that I've been around and that I've worked with and helped and everything else, a lot of times there's a lack of trust. Okay, there's a lack of trust in what we say we're going to do, right? Like, I had Satema Ghali on a long time ago on the podcast, and one of his big mantras, and you see it, I see him say it all the time. I see him say it on social media. I see him say it in videos and everything else, and that's do what you said you're going to do. Okay, so if you said that your number one priority is fitness, do what you said you were going to do, right? That's your priority. Do what you said you were going to do. And so all of this stuff kind of works together. And I just found it, like, kind of to circle back to the beginning, I just found it so fascinating, because it's like, really, if Tom Brady, with all of his accomplishments and money and fame and talent, whatever, right? And his wife is sitting there being like, hey, like, we just want to be a priority in your life, right? Like, it's great that you're good at football, but, like, our kids need their dad home, right? It's great that you're good at football, but, like, I need a husband here. Right? Like, I have dreams too, you know, like, that was one of the things. And so one of the things that made me actually even respect Tom Brady even more is that he was like, you know what? I kept that letter that she wrote me, right? He's like, I've kept it in my drawer, my dresser, ever since she gave it to me, because it was just like such a profound impact, and it really humbled him. And sometimes that's what it takes as well. But now it seems like he's stopped going to, like, OTAs, which is the off season training activities, right? And that's a big thing for quarterbacks and timing and everything else. And that was one of the things that he kind of scaled back on, some of his off-season stuff, to really recommit to being a husband and being a father. And so I think that it is something that we can all learn from as far as that priority list. So again, guys, like, just take a couple of minutes. I think it's a really, really good exercise to do, just to help on the clarity side of things. Just list out what is most important to you. What is second most important to you? What is third? What's your third priority? What's your fourth priority? And then all of a sudden, once you see that, you know, some of the things that maybe you kind of think are important really aren't, it's amazing how much easier the decisions are to be made around those different things, right? So anyways, guys, I hope you're all staying healthy out there. I hope you're all staying safe. I hope you are loving the quarantine and finding ways to make this amazing. You know, as for me, nothing much changed. Pretty much been self-quarantining before it was cool. So, you know, social distancing, whatever, right? But no, so we're doing good here. As always as well, if you're not already, make sure, if you're on Instagram, go on there, follow at primal.king. Would love to be able to interact with you on that. And have another awesome guest for you next week. And I will talk with you all soon. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.